нашей страны. С учетом вышеизложенного, считаю целесообразным подготовку к полномасштабным ядерным испытаниям начать немедленно. Готовность сил и средств центрального полигона на архипелаге Новая Земля позволяет обеспечить ее проведение в сжатые сроки.
So, Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up.
This is my video update on this Wednesday afternoon, November the 5th, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's start things off with a New York Times article on Venezuela, with the title, Trump Weighs Options and Risks for Attacks on Venezuela. Trump has yet to make a decision, but his advisors are pressing a range of objectives, from attacking drug cartels to striking oil fields, to try to justify ousting Nicolas Maduro. So the New York Times is saying that Trump's advisors, a.k.a. Marco Rubio, they are telling Trump, Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham, they are advising Trump to either conduct airstrikes on Venezuelan military facilities to weaken Maduro's support from his army. They are also saying that he could alternatively send elite special forces, Navy SEALs, to capture or kill Maduro. Or third, he could send law enforcement forces specializing in counterterrorism to Venezuela to seize airports, oil fields, and infrastructure facilities. The NYT is saying that Trump has not yet made a decision. So yesterday there was a decision in New York City. And the new mayor of New York is Zoran Mamdani. He is the new mayor of New York. He beat Cuomo twice. He beat him in the primaries, and he now beat him in the election. Cuomo was running as an independent, but he lost twice to Zoran, who is a socialist or a communist or something. Not quite sure what exactly he is, where he leans politically. Socialism, communism, I guess it depends who you ask. But Trump was not for Mamdani. Not at all. He actually endorsed Cuomo. And then Trump posted on Truth Social, which I saw on X. And so it begins. That is what Trump posted. And so it begins. And so it begins. That's from a movie, isn't it? It's from a movie. I just can't figure out what movie is that from. And so it begins. I don't know. Anyway, that's what Trump posted. I don't know what Trump is going to do. He says, so it begins. I mean, he's from New York, right? He's from Queens, isn't he? But what can Trump really do? He's bogged down in four or five wars. He's also trying to solve another eight wars so he can win the Nobel Peace Prize. Does he have time to focus on domestic issues? I don't think so. He's a foreign policy president, no doubt about it. The Democrats also won in New Jersey. They also won in Virginia. And I believe they won in some other places as well where there were elections. To be honest, I think it was It was a Democrat win across the board. CNN says Democrats win across the spectrum as voters reject Trump. That is what CNN is reporting. Well, CNN rejects Trump. They don't like Trump unless he starts wars. When he starts wars, they like him. All the mainstream media likes Trump when he starts wars. Let's go this way. So the New York Post has an image of Mamdani holding a sickle and hammer. And it says, on your marks, M-A-R-X, get it? On your marks, M-A-R-X, New York Post, on your marks. On your marks, get set, Zoe. Hey, my friend, what do you think is happening in the world today, huh? What do you think about Zoran? You don't know, huh? You don't care, do you? What a beautiful cat. On your marks, get set, Zoe. Socialist Mamdani wins race for mayor, says the Red Apple. And the red is like the Cyrillic. What a bunch of clowns, the New York Post, man. The New York Post are a bunch of clowns, right? Yeah, they are a bunch of clowns. The New York Post. All right, my friend, I'm going to get going. I still got a lot of video to do. All right. Take care. Enjoy the day. Nicosia cat. So let's move on and talk about the Green Goblin. Forget about Red, the Red Apple. Let's talk about Green Goblin, Alensky number 5. Alensky curse, man. Alensky curse. Is that what's happening to the Trump administration? Are we seeing a type of Alensky curse unfolding? Maybe. Anyway, the Green Goblin, according to the German publication Bild, which is a publication that absolutely loves the Green Goblin, straight out of Germany, straight out of Merz country, and Merz loves the Green Goblin. But Bild is reporting that the Ukraine military is very upset with Alensky, and they are blaming him for the catastrophe in Pokrovsk, in Mirnograd, and in Kupiansk. But I thought that there's only 60 soldiers left in Kupiansk, Russian soldiers in Kupiansk, and that Ukraine was performing a cleanup operation. That's what I thought was going on. That's what Alensky said just yesterday. There's only 60 Russian soldiers in Kupiansk, and we're just going to perform a cleanup and everything will be good. And as far as Pokrovsk goes, Alensky told us that there are only 300 Russian soldiers in Pokrovsk. What is Bild talking about? Why are Ukraine military officials upset with Alensky? They should be happy with Alensky. Not so. Discontent is growing among the military with Alensky, who failed to ensure the withdrawal of the Ukrainian army from Pokrovsk. Bild reports, citing sources in the Ukrainian armed forces and intelligence. The situation is extremely dire. We've lost 80% of the city. We're still fighting for 20%, but we're losing there too. The guys at Mirnograd and further south are in an even worse situation. They're practically surrounded, the source says. So the Russian Ministry of Defense, they said that Alensky is delusional. That's what they said. An official statement from the Russian MOD saying that Alensky is delusional after his comments yesterday about 60 soldiers in Kupiansk and 300 Russian soldiers in Pokrovsk and Ukraine winning and all of that nonsense. They actually issued a statement saying that Alensky is freaking delusional. That came from the Russian Ministry of Defense. Germany's going to give Alensky money, though. They're going to give him money. They're going to up their 8 billion euros that they usually give him every year, and they're going to up that to 11.5 billion euros. That is what Merz is going to do. If you're losing badly and everything's collapsing in Project Ukraine, what do you do if you're Germany? Everything's collapsing in Germany. If everything is collapsing in Germany and everything is collapsing in Project Ukraine, what do you do if you're BlackRock Merz? Just give Zelensky more money, man. That's what you do. Give him more money. That's the answer, according to Merz. Oh, man, I was here the other day. Yeah. Let's walk back that way. Let's do a circle. We're here at Dreams Pub, where all your dreams come true. Whatever dreams those may be. The dream of Zelensky is to get into the European Union. That's a dream that he has. Or the dream of Ursula is to get Ukraine into the European Union. And that dream may not be going too well because Hungary is vetoing Ukraine's entry into the European Union. Actually, the Hungarian people voted in a referendum to not allow Ukraine into the European Union. Real democracy, which upset the technocrats and kleptocrats in Brussels. They don't like real democracy. They like the democracy that's always in their favor. Hello, my friend. How are you? What a beautiful cat. So many beautiful cats today. And Nicosia. So what was I saying? Yeah, the EU, they're now thinking of introducing a probation period for countries that want to get into the Union. Why would you want to get into the European Union, man? You have to be crazy to want to get into the European Union, man. Jeez. Anyway, they're saying that perhaps it's time to put countries on probation, double secret probation. And they're claiming that one of the reasons that they want to roll out this probation for aspiring members is for them to fulfill the EU requirements, right? Make sure their values are aligned with the EU, which is, do you hate Russia? Check. Do you hate China? Check. Okay. Your values are aligned. Do you hate your own citizens? Yes. Check. Okay. Great. You can enter the European Union. Our values are completely aligned. But another reason why they're introducing this double secret probation period, or they're thinking of introducing it, is because they're afraid that some countries may be Russian Trojan horses. That's right, man. Some countries may be Russian Trojan horses, and they're afraid if they allow them into the European Union quickly without vetting them, they might be serving the interests of Putin, and they might enter the EU and destroy it from within. Delusional, man. These people, I'm telling you. Zelensky's not happy with this. He is not happy with this at all. He needs to deliver on the EU. Zelensky needs to deliver on the EU, man. I'm telling you. He is failing everywhere. He's failing on the front lines. He's failing in NATO. Or he failed with getting into NATO. His economy is tanking. I'll get into that in a minute. His military is pissed off at him. Rightly so. Yeah, I've done a complete circle. Let's go that way. Jeez, man. So he has to deliver on getting into the EU, and he's upset with this possible probation idea. He actually said he's not going to accept it. He's not going to accept it. He says that Ukraine must be admitted as a full member, as an equal member to the EU. And as far as Hungary goes, he says, I don't care if Hungary is blocking us. I'm not going to make any concessions to Hungary in order to try to win them over, he says. He is demanding entry into the European Union as a full member, a full equal member state. That's what Zelensky is demanding. If we speak about the EU membership, it has to be fully fledged. You cannot be semi or demi member of the European Union, Zelensky said in a virtual address at a Euronews enlargement summit, speaking from near war-torn Pokrovsk. It seems to me that it is very important that we have at the same table equal countries, Zelensky said. He then went on to talk about Hungary, suggestions that he should try to patch things up with Orbán. He said he's not going to. And the strategy, you know what the strategy is for Hungary? They're just going to try to wait them out. They have elections in a year, and they're just going to try and get Orbán out in those elections, get him voted out. They even have their candidate all picked out and everything. And then in 2026, when those elections conclude, then Hungary will be under globalist rule if the EU plan goes as they're hoping, and they can green light Ukraine into the EU. That's why Zelensky is not thinking about making any concessions to Orbán. He's also facing criticism, the Green Goblin, for firing the energy minister, or the head of the energy company, Ukrenergo. Yeah, he got rid of him about a year ago, and now he's on trial. He's put this guy on trial for corruption, and there's some EU officials, some Europeans that are very upset with this move. Yeah. Very upset. And now Ukraine's going to have a very difficult winter, and that blame is going to be put on the Green Goblin, since he got rid of the guy that was running Ukrenergo, and the energy grid is set to collapse. He's going to get all the blame. So he's getting criticism for that as well. And he's actually getting criticism from the Europeans, the European Union, and the Europeans. They're actually upset with this move. Anyway, what else do we have? One more thing to talk about when it comes to Project Ukraine. Their debt is out of control. $190 billion, and they need $60 billion every year just to keep afloat. And there's some parliament members who are saying that it's going to take Ukraine 30-40 years to pay back all that debt. And so you have $140 billion in Russian assets, which the economy czar in Brussels is saying, look, we have to take this money, and we have to take it now. The more we wait, the longer we wait, the worse it gets. And so he's now saying, because we're not going to have a meeting to decide on the seizure of the Russian frozen assets until December, what we should do is we should start having EU member states start loaning money to Ukraine. Loan them money immediately. And then come December, we can take the decision to take those $140 billion in Russian frozen assets. But Ukraine needs the money now. Things are in a very bad state. That's what the economy czar of the European Union is saying. And the leaders of Europe, Macron, Merz, Ursula, They are canceling a trip to attend a Latin America summit. And the reason they're canceling this summit, the EU CELAC summit, which is going to take place next week in Santa Marta, the reason that they are canceling, well, they're not giving a reason. They're just saying that they can't go. But the reason that the Financial Times, at least, is saying they're canceling their trip to Santa Marta is because they don't want to piss off Trump. That's why. They don't want to upset Trump by going to Latin America, meeting with leaders like the president of Colombia, going to the region and attending a summit as Trump prepares for some sort of a conflict or a military operation in the region. And the European Union leaders are afraid to attend because this might anger Trump. And according to the Financial Times, it may upset Trump to the point where it jeopardizes Project Ukraine, his support for Project Ukraine, and the trade deal that he made with Ursula and the European Union when he was in Scotland, which wasn't much of a trade deal, but Project Ukraine is what they're really worried about. They don't want to upset Trump now that they've got him 100% on side when it comes to Project Ukraine. So that is why they are going to skip the EU CELAC summit. By the way, Hegseth announced that another boat was destroyed. Two people killed in the Pacific Ocean. Hegseth, the Department of War, claims this was a drug boat, right? And they destroyed another boat. So that was also announced yesterday. There's video of it as well. Let's do a clown world, and we can wrap this thing up. And in today's clown world, we can talk about the BBC and how they manipulated Trump's speech at the Capitol on January 6th, according to the UK Telegraph. They are saying that the BBC was pushing fake news. Come on. I can't believe it. The BBC pushing fake news? I don't buy it, man. I don't buy it. But according to the Telegraph, the BBC doctored Trump's speech. Internal report reveals corporation edited footage in Panorama program to make it seem president was encouraging Capitol riot, according to whistleblowing dossier. And Trump Jr., he posted on X, the fake news reporters in the UK are just as dishonest and full of shit as the ones here in America. Telegraph exclusive BBC Dr. Trump speech internal report reveals. Yeah, they were splicing his speech, taking parts of his speech, cutting it, editing it, pasting it together, splicing it together. They were showing images of people walking to the Capitol, and they made it appear as if they were walking to the Capitol on Trump's orders, but actually those people were actually walking to the Capitol way before Trump even gave his speech. Anyway, they were manipulating all kinds of video footage to make it look like Trump was behind the riots on Jan 6. And this is all according to a whistleblower, and the UK Telegraph is exposing the UK BBC. Interesting. Very interesting. That's the video, theduran.locals.com. I basically walked nowhere today. I didn't walk anywhere. Just walked around in circles. You can find me on Telegram. You can find me on Rumble, and we're on Substack as well, and X. and like this video, subscribe to this channel, and I will see everyone tomorrow. Take care.